We welcome you inside the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, and the co-host of the Eagles Game Plan show on the Eagles Television Network.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks ago, we sat here wondering what direction this football
team
was
in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now it's 5-5, and everyone is surging. Why? Why has it happened?
Well, I mean, sometimes it's not who you play, it's when you play them. I mean, you get Green Bay and Green Bay without Aaron Rodgers. I mean, they're a different team.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody would be. So, I mean, that's part of it, the schedule. But you do see error-free football. You do see attention to detail. You do see good assignment, fundamental football. Last week, stopping Eddie Lacy against Green Bay, Dave, was really a culmination of each guy really trusting the scheme, doing their job, and being in the right place. And it was really that type of effort throughout the game to stop a backline or a running game like the Green Bay Packers.
There are a couple players I want to point out here, and let's discuss. DeMeco Ryans, who I did not think fit necessarily last year, or at least didn't look like the kind of player I thought he would be. Wondered about him in preseason. Mm-hmm. You do the preseason games. He didn't stand out there. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, DeMeco Ryans playing like a Pro Bowl player.
Well, I think it's 2 full years removed from an Achilles injury, so I think he's healthier. I think he's got a little bit more explosion back. That interception, you know, is a nice explosive move to go pick off that tip pass by Kerry Williams. But I think this you know, I think he likes what Billy Davis is doing. He trusts the scheme right here. I think he plays well, even with Michael Kendricks. I think they play well as a tandem. I don't think they're asking him to do a lot of things that are beyond his ability. So I think right now, I think he's very, very comfortable, and he's healthy. And look, he's durable. He plays every snap, Dave. He doesn't come off the field. So I think anytime you're healthy week 11 in the National Football League, you feel pretty good about yourself.
And the defensive line doing a very nice job occupying blockers, keeping DeMeco free.
Well, you know, they rotate 6 guys through there, you know, so whether it's Clifton Gathers right now or whether it's Benny Logan or Damian Square, who's played well with given his opportunity right now, the development of Vinnie Curry. You know, there's a place for all of these, not to mention what Sed Thornton has done and Fletcher have been very consistent. You know, I think Sed has kind of set the standard here for how hard you play, how consistent he's been. So young players that are ascending players.
And then the offensive side, I mean, you've got to talk about the quarterback position. The Eagles coming into the season, open competition. Michael Vick wins the job. Nick Foles keeps his chin up when it's his turn to play. 16 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions.
You can't argue about the development of the quarterback position, period, Dave, across the board. You know, whether it's been Mike or, you know, whether it's been Nick right now, they're throwing touchdown passes. They're not turning the ball over. They're seeing the field well. A lot of it is the scheme. A lot of it is Chip Kelly, the tension he created. I think the competition is still going on, and I think it's driving both of them. Whoever has gotten the opportunity has played well and flourished. And so I don't think you'll see a starter named. I don't think Chip has made any mistakes at this position. I think the offense, the explosive plays are back in the offense right now. It makes sense, and it's clear that the league has not caught up to the spread concepts that the Eagles run.
Riley Cooper, when Jeremy Maclin went down, we all kind of wondered who was going to pick up the slack, and it took some time for Riley to grow into this role. But my goodness, these last 5 weeks, he's been great.
Well, he has been, and a lot of it is they're calling plays for him. The 32-yard touchdown pass last week was really, you know, a post-corner move that they put him in the slot for. Nick Foles has an option right there. But, I mean, Nick has thrown it to his favorite receiver, which is the open receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And Chip, and really, when you look at Riley, he's gotten open. You know, he's gotten off-press coverage. They're doing some things with him, moving him around a little bit. And he's benefiting from all of that. And so the protection right there, I mean, that's the benefit of all of that, is the protection up front, whether it's been play action, has been great. Alan Barbie came in for Jason Peters last week. You can't ask anything more from a backup.
All right, let's talk about the Washington Redskins, 3-6 team, defending NFC's champions. They're going to come in on Sunday, Brian, and they know the season's on the line.
It is on the line. They were 3-6 a year ago, Dave, and they ran the tables.
Yeah.
And so that's every guy in that locker room is saying that. Like, it starts with a win. We can't think about 5 wins or 6 wins. It has to start with a win. They know that the Eagles haven't won in 10 tries at home. So the fact is their offense is clicking. I mean, Alfred Morris is on pace to run for as many yards as he did a year ago. This Jordan Reed, a rookie out of Florida, it might be the best rookie tight end in the league right now. Their play-action passing game is good. And what Kyle Shanahan does in the run game is as creative as any run game in the league, and it's very difficult to stop.
So how do the Eagles beat the Redskins?
Well, I think you go back and you take a page away from what they did against the Packers. I mean, they ran the ball very, very well against the Packers. I think they'll have to do that again because it set up a lot of their play-action passes. So they didn't throw it a lot against Green Bay, but when they did, they got big plays out of it. And then you've got to really – they ran blitz last week to stop the run. I think they got to take some chances here against Alfred Morris because he is an elite back. It's an elite running game. And Pierre Garçon and Jordan Reed right now can present problems for anybody.
Brian, how do you look at the NFC East?
Well, I mean, it's wide open, Dave. I mean, it's wide open. And really, you know, to me, who can stay the healthiest right now? I mean, the Eagles have been fairly healthy, knock on wood, Dave. And it's allowed a lot of guys, you know, to really learn the scheme and practice within the scheme and get better and better. But Dallas has beat up really bad. The Giants were beat up early, but they're getting healthy. I mean, going down the stretch here, I think who can stay the healthiest right now, you know, may determine who wins the East.
And certainly a win on Sunday gives the Eagles great momentum going into the bye week. Brian Baldinger, we thank you, man.
All right, Dave.
Thanks for coming in on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.